The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska had been working closely with the Inter-Island Ferry Authority on the Inter-Island Ferry Central Council's Short Sea Transportation Initiative to come up with a plan similar to IFA service between Hollis and Ketchikan and Wrangell and Petersburg. Gordon Jackson, Director of Roads and Transportation for the Central Council, said there's no reason Sitka and Juneau couldn't be connected by an inter-island ferry system. But between the time the resolution was put on the agenda at Sitka's recent assembly meeting and a recent IFA board meeting, the IFA board decided they were not the company for the job.
They decided that their boat travels only 12 knots, which basically is the speed of a fast seine boat, could not go up and down in northern southeast and get back to POW in time to provide good service. So I think they're right, you know, in that we need a faster boat to make sure that the service to these communities is a lot faster.
But a local Sitka company has picked up the slack.
Allen Marine tells us that 25 knots is a good speed to go and very efficient and other things like that.
If completed, the village communities of Tanaki, Huna, Angoon, and Cake would have inter-island service between Sitka and Juneau. But the initiative raised some concern with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. In a letter dated June 23rd, Tribal Council Chairman Woody Widmark cited concerns regarding sustainability and funding. The estimated cost for an inter-island ferry is around $5 million. In his letter, Widmark asked if the funding would be coming from the State Federal Transit Administration Tribal Transit Funding or from Indian Reservation Road Inventory. Widmark asked how the project will affect other tribes or if other tribes had been notified. Don Bremner is also a staff member with the Central Council. He responded to a list of questions included in Widmark's letter.
It doesn't surprise us regarding the letter that you received from STA. They're valid questions, and it's not a proposal. It's a high-priority project that's sanctioned by Congress. It's advertised in the Federal Register. It's a competitive process for tribes across the whole country. And it's a pilot project designed to accomplish one thing. We're going to show the state that through this pilot project that the process they use is not working.
Bremner added that tribes have an obligation to fund projects like this through money provided from the federal government.
There's no legal or financial effect on other tribes. We're all competing. STA, every tribe in Southeast Alaska, had the same responsibility to try to get some of these money that's being thrown at us. You know that. So that's how it's going to be funded, through some of the tribes' Indian Reservation Roads money and through the high priority project from Congressman Young.
In early May, the Central Council submitted a letter to Representative Don Young stating that the IFA-owned and operated MV Prince of Wales would be the boat meant to serve northern southeast communities. Because of the operator change from IFA to Allen Marine, the Sitka Assembly decided to postpone a decision in order to rewrite the resolution with the correct language. Jackson said he was okay with that decision.
Your support is really important to us, because Sitka is one of our main objectives. So, you know, it's all right for you to postpone. You need to get it right with the public and STA and everybody else, and I think it's well worth it to get the answers to some questions that were asked. So I don't have any problem with it.
A new resolution will be on the agenda during the next regular meeting of the Sitka Assembly in mid-July. In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.